And one of the most high-profile third-party candidates this election season is former Congressman Bob Barr. He's running for president on the Libertarian Party ticket. Congressman Barr, welcome to News & Notes.
It's great to be with you all. Thank you for having me.
So you just heard Professor Dawson talk about what specific parties bring to the table. Give us a pitch for the Libertarian Party. What is it that you stand for?
We stand for dramatically smaller government and greatly enhanced personal liberty. The Republican Party, for example, in recent years, and this is illustrated very, very clearly by Senator McCain, has become a party that believes in ever stronger executive branch power, whether it is in the economic arena to control financial institutions now with direct government involvement, or whether it's in the area of our civil liberties by supporting, as Senator McCain does, the government spying on its own citizens without court order. The Republican Party has become very much a party of big government. The Democratic Party, of course, has always been a party that believes in aggressive, proactive use of the government and taxpayer money to effect social change, so that's really no surprise. But what the American people have been left with in recent cycles is simply voting for the party of big government or the party of bigger government between the Republicans and Democrats. We in the Libertarian Party believe the American people deserve and should have a real choice to send a real message to return to a large extent to the government of our of prior generations, where the maximum power resided in individuals, families, small businesses, and our communities. Decisions were made by people voting in their state and local elections, and not by the heavy hand of big government.
Well, Congressman, you've been talking mainly in a fiscal context. But you also have talked about how you didn't always see eye to eye with the Libertarian Party on issues like drug use or drug laws. Tell me about how you shifted on that.
Well, the important thing, of course, to keep in mind in this election cycle is the tremendous differences between the Libertarian Party and the Democrat and Republican, not so much what my position used to be or is not the same as other libertarians, but the position that I have is one that believes strongly in getting the federal government out of these issues, getting the federal government out of social policies, getting the government out of drug policies, leaving those up to the individuals in the states to decide. The wake-up call for me and many other Americans really was the tremendous unbridled growth in government power since 9/11. That has dramatically increased the sphere of government power and necessarily and correspondingly decreased dramatically the sphere of personal liberty. And we need to start regaining that personal liberty before it gets so small and the oppressive nature of big government so powerful that it's impossible to reverse that trend.
Now, the Green Party nominee for president, Cynthia McKinney, was also formerly a member of Congress, also representing a district in Georgia. She was a Democrat, you were a Republican. If you look at your conservative voting record and her liberal voting record, you obviously have a lot of differences. But what do you think you have in common as third-party candidates in 2008?
Well, I'm not familiar with all the details of her candidacy, so I can't really answer that. Again, though, what we are trying to do in the Libertarian Party is present to the American people, and I presume that Ms. McKinney is trying to do the same thing for her party, a real choice, not simply voting for the lesser of two evils, which is what many Americans believe their choices have been reduced to with Republicans and Democrats, sort of going into the polling booth and holding their nose and voting for the lesser of two evils. I and we in the Libertarian Party believe that America deserves better than that.
Is this the wrong year? And what I mean by that is you have one of these moments in history where for different reasons people are completely passionate about Senator Obama and Senator McCain, and sometimes in disagreeable opposition to each other. Is this the wrong year to really make a stand as a third-party candidate?
Quite the opposite. The fact of the matter is that there is actually very little passionate support for Senator McCain. He just doesn't engender that. There is a core group of Republicans that are passionate, certainly, about their party, regardless of policy so much. But if you look at the recent nonpartisan polling that indicates that upwards of 80 or 85% of the American people believe the country is going in the wrong direction, on the wrong track, that clearly indicates an opportunity for a third party, for a new choice. The American people are very dissatisfied fundamentally with the two-party system and the choices or lack of choices that it's presented to them cycle after cycle.
All right, the Electoral College. It is a system that has been criticized from many quarters, including within the two major parties. How does that affect your ability to do what you do and run as a third-party candidate?
Well, what really dramatically hurts us in the Libertarian Party as a third party is not so much the Electoral College as it is the monopoly hold that the two other major parties, Republican and Democrat, have on the American electorate and on much of the mainstream media. The manner in which they fight to keep candidates, independent and third-party candidates, off the ballot, illustrated by the almost impossible burden that the established two parties are able to exert in Oklahoma to make it virtually impossible for an independent or a third-party candidate for president to even get on the ballot. The illustration of Texas, in which both the Republican and Democratic parties this year failed to certify their candidates on time, that is, within the time required by Texas law. But the Texas Supreme Court said basically that doesn't matter. We're going to let them on the ballot anyway. So there's two sets of rules. One set of rules for third party and independent candidates that make it very difficult sometimes, if not impossible, to get on the ballot, and a set of rules for the Republicans and Democrats, which means that you know they're going to get on the ballot no matter what, even if they fail to meet the legal criteria. And the debates, such as they are completely stacked against anybody but a Republican and Democrat participant. They say that if you poll at 15%, we might allow you to participate in the debates. But the fact of the matter is that the polls that they use to gauge whether or not a candidate reaches 15% don't poll for third candidates anyway. So it's impossible to get into the debates.
Congressman, thanks for your time.
My pleasure entirely. Thank you for having me.
That was former Congressman Bob Barr. He's the presidential nominee for the Libertarian Party. We also reached out to other independent and third-party presidential nominees for this segment. You can find details on all the presidential nominees at our website, nprnewsandviews.org.